Welcome to Energy Unleashed.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Suzanne Worthley with co-host Kim Hess. Hey,
hello.
Kim. We are back with another episode of Energy Unleashed. This podcast is all about taking a look at actual client sessions. I'm an energy practitioner that has the kind of luxury, I think, of meeting with people on an everyday basis. And I get to see kind of like what is happening out there. What is the thing that maybe we want to bring forward for everybody else to learn from? And that's what these are all about. I am actually going to throw this at Kim today, because the energy client session that really prompted this was of Kim. I do work on Kim on and off and kind of consistently, right? Yeah. And have for many, many years. And she brought forward something that not only she is struggling with, but a lot of people are struggling with. But I would like the client session part, like what the deal was, what she was struggling with, come from her. And then I'm going to kind of jump back in and expand and unleash it a little bit more with what I see in other clients. So literally, Kim, we worked on you, what, 4 days ago? Only
yeah, last
five?
Thursday. Yeah.
Something.
Like, right, not that long ago at all.
So why don't you let the listeners kind of know, like, I mean, we do upgrades on you periodically anyway, but this one was actually a purposeful booking. I mean, you were struggling. So why don't you kind of jump into that and let people know what was going on?
Well, basically from before the holidays into January or through January, I really felt like I was struggling physically and emotionally, mostly. And what was happening is I wasn't feeling as much joy. I wasn't interested in being around a lot of people. I was, you know, going out into nature and just not feeling the vibrations that I normally feel. And didn't feel like a depression. It felt like I wasn't just in myself to really feel things, and really didn't care. It's pretty numb, pretty neutral, mm-hmm. like whatever. You know, Brad would be like, where do you want to go to dinner? I'm like, nah, well, whatever. And usually I'm the one that's like, oh my God, I'm so hungry for a hamburger or whatever, you know? And he's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I really don't know. I don't know. Uh-huh. And so the physical part of it was, I was actually having a little bit of dizziness or feeling like I'm off kilter. Like I would be sitting in the chair and all of a sudden I would be sitting like this, like why am I sitting like that? And then, you know, you can feel it in your body when you sit one way or the other too long, mm-hmm. or in the car or whatever. And I'm like, God, I was standing in the dentist office with my hands in my pocket. And all of a sudden I went, boop, like I'm just like, wait, oh my God, I'm going to fall over on my face. What's happening? You know, it just felt physically strange. And I wasn't also feeling my body the same way. I wasn't able to, I wasn't connecting with my chakras like I normally do. And not sleeping as well as I usually do, a lot of crazy dreams. It was just really strange. So mm-hmm. that's why I set up the session.
Okay. I want to really emphasize Kim is not alone in many of these things. So whenever we do these Unleashed podcasts, please take what resonates, toss the rest. We're not here to tell you what to do with your own body, life, or spiritual journey, but I bring these forward because so many of the clients have similar things, and Kim is not the only one. I have had numerous amounts of clients coming in very recently that are struggling with a lot of these same issues. Many, many times people will come back for an upgrade we call it a tune-up because they're feeling just off. They're just not feeling right. They're feeling just flat. I'm feeling like I'm not connected. Those are all very similar wordings that I will get from individual clients when they're coming in to get back in alignment. I want to start by saying nothing's wrong. You're not broken. Nothing's bad. We're not slipping backwards. So many of us that do spiritual journeying will kind of berate ourselves because it's like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I must be going backwards. I must have lost what I was, you know, all this effort I put in, et cetera. We don't ever really lose mm-hmm. where we're at, but we definitely can get off kilter.
And that's a really good point because I noticed I was doing more negative talk about myself. And my body especially, I wasn't trusting my body at all, really. So that's and a good point.
It's important to not berate and go down that tube of now I suck and I might as well just give up, blah, blah, you know? So these are important things to start out with that we're not broken. Now, we are a microcosm of the macrocosm of everything. We talk a lot about that a lot in our Vibe Tribe membership, which you can find online on my site if you choose to at sworthley.com. We talk a lot in Vibe Tribe about what is happening in the current energies. And if you're a person that really wants current information, I encourage you to look into that membership. But basically, there are really powerful points in our calendar year. And one of them is the Lionsgate, which is 8-8. And every year from 8-8, August 8th, all the way through winter solstice, which is 12-21, that second half of the year is always extremely important in terms of locking in a energy or a frequency or a belief system or dumping what no longer serves you, et cetera, mm-hmm. because this will be the trajectory that brings you into the new year. And then it will take from solstice till equinox in the spring. That will kind of be that trajectory coming in. So those are powerful points to always recognize in your spiritual journey. Like, what did I dump? What did I do? Now, at the very same time, we're humans, and most humans get together with their family or their significant friend group or whatever during those holiday periods. So winter solstice is kind of a really hodgepodge of energies because we will oftentimes get into that, oh my goodness, I went back and hung out with the family and all my old triggers came back. Yeah. I slipped into all my old crap. I ate like garbage. I partied like garbage. I felt like garbage. I'm not exercising. And then we go through the guilt of New Year's. So this whole time period is very conducive to us feeling kind of crappy about a lot of things and ourselves actually as humans. Yeah. So give yourself a break.
Check.
Exactly.
I did it.
And
all.
So it's that time of year to give yourself some nurturant ease and grace. And at the very same time, get your stuff together if you're choosing to get back on track, because we humans will always be doing this. We are in a dualistic creational reality. It will never be like this because we would burn out. It will never be like this. Well, it is for some people, it feels like, but technically speaking, the energy is always doing this. So give yourself some ease and grace to start out with, I guess is what I'm saying. However, at the very same time, we in this last year had some extremely significant energetic changes that have really tipped the scales on how we humans are connecting in our physical 3D reality here. Because we in Vibe Tribe, and most, if you're watching this, you're probably a listener that knows about the ascension process. We are ascending on this planet and as a human species into that from 3D, bridging through 4 and into 5. So we are vacillating back and forth between 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 4, you know, I mean, it's a little like that, right? I mean, it's crazy. So talk about dizzy, right? So we are jumping timelines. We are having interspersed timeline experiences. We are having our actual planetary rotation spin is changing. June of last year, we actually had our planetary rotation slow and turn. Now, this happens so slightly that most of us would never know it's happening. But people like you, Kim, and a lot of people that are coming into my office are what we would call psychically sensitive or empathically sensitive. We know the feeling of more things. We can feel the energies of the planet and others, etc. So you're more open to these really subtle energies that many are missing, right? And it's not that they're bad because they're missing it. They're just too busy and they're going on their merry way. So additionally, I'm going to land another one on top of this. On the 24th of January, which was just a couple of weeks ago and just prior to you coming, we had another very significant inner earth mantle reversal spin. So what that means now is our planet was spinning in one way and now it's planet is spinning in another way. And within the planet, it's spinning one way and now another way. So we're having a lot of issues to deal with in vibrational connection to our planet. Mm-hmm. And we don't hear about these on mainstream issues. And certainly your regular, and I'm not knocking Western medicine, but your regular GP is not going to go, oh, by the way, Kim, did you know that the planet has changed rotation? You know? So, yeah. So when you're getting tested for dizzy or off or flat, that's not going to be a normal conversation. Right. So that's why podcasts like this and places online are really vital for people to do a check and not think they're crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, because of the fact that the root chakra, the very first chakra coming out of our perineum, our bottom, our basically crotch area connecting us to the planetary system, this is what houses our belief systems. It houses our sense of safe, family, and security. And when we go back and do the whole holiday issue, that gets jacked up because all of those old beliefs, whether we really work with them and clear them or not, mm-hmm. are being affected and triggered. So this is like the perfect storm. Does that start to make some sense for you?
It was a perfect storm. Absolutely.
Yes. So when I am working with people, it is important for us to know that the way that we're grounding is going to be changing and continue to change the higher that we go in these frequencies. So I'm going to throw this out. And again, if it resonates for you, great. If not, look elsewhere. But the actual dizzy part is because we're not connecting the same. Most old grounding techniques bring us into that heart space, connect us to Mother Earth's core, Father Sky's core, mm-hmm. and bring us back and kind of bubble us, which is a very effective tool still. But if that is not working for you, it is important to not, however, let go of the concept of earthing. So what earthing means is basically known as grounding. It's a different way to say it, but it is contacting with the actual earth resonance itself. It is doing the things like walking barefoot outside. You know, we disconnect even with our shoes all day long, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to walk barefoot or sit on the actual ground or sleep on the ground and take a nap or connect to anything that is out in the natural earth, wind, water, fire, ether essences. Now, we in Minnesota are a little bit difficult to be walking on the earth with no shoes right in the middle of this ridiculous time period, but that doesn't mean that we can't make this effort indoors and just envision and connect even differently. So a lot of breath work is helpful at this time. Any kind of breath work that resonates for you, there's tons of information in books and online on different modalities in breath work. But basically speaking, most of my clients stop breathing about here in a big breath and bitty amounts get through to that diaphragm, and God forbid it goes all the way down to the root. So what we want to do is look at bringing that deep breath and bringing it slowly through that whole body so that it ignites all of our chakra systems. And this is something you can do at any space and place, even standing in the line at Walmart, you can always breathe, right? So this is important for us. It is important also that we prioritize ourselves during this time. And that takes the last seat during the holidays, right? I mean, we're just go, shop, spend, worry. So it is to get back to proper sleep, nutrition, exercise, etc. That's why we have New Year's resolutions, but please know to really do an unrealistic one, only berate yourself. So be realistic about what it is that you're doing and gratify the steps that you are making. And look at using the word try, because most of us are like, I'm trying to exercise. And you're either doing it or you're not. So dump the word try if you choose to, which I suggest you do, because that only makes you go, but I should have done more. I should have done better. I'm not good enough yet. So
great. Yeah.
But do something tactile, do something root chakra oriented. Oftentimes when I'm not in my body, I say to my clients and mostly myself, get down on the floor and scrub your toilet on your hands and knees, because it is very grounding and humbling to say, oh, I am really here in 3D. I am getting a different perspective about being in this body and being in this 3D scenario. So even though we are ascending, the human experience is still in many, many, many ways locked into a 3D existence. So when we are off and dizzy and not grounded, mm-hmm. it is important to stay present with being in the body. This is one of the most important parts of it. And oftentimes, the more dizzy and out we get, the more out we go.
Right.
Is that making sense?
Oh, yeah, totally. Because I
do. Do you want to tell them, Kim, how you felt like so out? Tell them what that feels like to be out for you.
Well, one, I didn't realize I was so far out there, but I was not connecting like I normally would with my higher self. And I felt like the breathing thing was a big thing. I felt like I wasn't totally breathing normally either. But when you brought me back into myself, I could totally, like, then it was like, I could feel parts of my body differently.
Exactly.
And I could actually feel my chakras, and I could see the colors of my chakras brighter. You know, all of those things. So it was, it was really kind of a numb, neutral, weird, absent feeling.
Right.
It's hard to focus. Like, it was really hard to read. It was hard to.
I'm like, what was I doing?
Even watching a show or something was like, oh, I have to rewind that. What'd they say?
Right. You know,
it was really strange. Yeah.
And these are the symptoms to look for, all you listeners, because we all kind of do this the same, really, regardless at what level we're at with this stuff. This feeling of out is that disconnect. It's kind of like that wah, wah, wah out there. It's sort of like, you know, Charlie Brown's teacher is talking. So this is why we want to go back into the actual body parts themselves and savor the moment. So it is paradigm shifting and training yourself to say, I'm eating this meal right now, and I can taste the salt on this particular piece of meat or potato. I am really feeling the crunch of the lettuce in my mouth right now as I am chewing. I can smell what that actual drink is, et cetera, so that we are pulling the actual bodily experience back into the vehicle and connecting with that and keeping the activation inside of the senses so that we're actually here in the body and placing your hands on things and breathing and being aware. I am holding this cup. I can feel the actual cup. So you're bringing it back to the present moment and in that 3D world.
Like, to
does that make sense?
Did I take my medication this morning?
Yeah.
Or did I take my supplements? You know, where did I put that thing? I just had it. Like, it was really, like, oh my God, I'm getting dementia. What's happening?
Yeah. You know, and you're not getting dementia. And we'll go into what is happening from that being out a little bit in a little bit here. But it is first and foremost understanding that it is our job, even in this ascension process, to stay in these 3D physical bodies, because our lower chakras are still there. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, I want to bring something to the forefront here in terms of the actual way for many of us that are ascending, and this isn't a judgment. No one's better or worse for whatever path you're on. You're right where you're supposed to be, right? But for those that are finding higher frequencies and vibrations, it's harder for those 1, 2, and 3 chakras, the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus, to be separated. What's happening is a lot of that is collapsing. A lot of those are collapsing into kind of like one super chakra of sorts, to combine all of that connection, because we are indeed still planted in the earth in 3. But for those that are going into 4 and 5, that earth connection is actually changing and going more into the heart space. So if you can envision, if you're doing a chakra scan on yourself, and normally you go, oh, here's my root, and that looks, you know, stable and balanced, and there's my sacral, stable and balanced, the 3 are separated. It's kind of a cool envisioning now to see them separated and then almost move them like an elevator, floor by floor by floor, so that all 3 of them become one unified force with the individualized consciousness kind of blended, meaning my sense of safe, physical, my sense of emotion, spiritual, my sense of power, co-creation, all of those 3 into that heart space chakra, almost below, almost like the bra line. So in between heart and solar plexus, so that I'm actually having a new foundational frequency of those chakras extending outward from my heart base versus actually feeling like, oh my God, I got to do the old kind of grounding and find it in the earth. Yeah. It's almost like we're bringing the earth within us. Does that make
sense?
That's
what it feels like. Yeah. Like it's, because my, obviously what I was doing before wasn't working like it should. And I think it was just snowballing.
Right.
You know, because it wasn't.
And for many, it still will work. So it doesn't mean somebody's better or worse because something's working or not working. That's not what this is about.
Yeah.
It's finding what works for you at the point where you're at. Okay.
And and it's funny because I have been saying that for a while. I'm trying different things. I just wasn't finding the right way to do it either. I think I see things visually different than some of the grounding activities. I don't always see things the same way. And so I see colors, and I can see energy swirling, but I don't see, like, you know, envision it's a building and you're locking down, you know, each right. wall and the ceiling and the floor. And I'm like, those things are harder for me because I don't visualize that very well in here. So
I love these ones. Come up and over the hill and then you're going to see your spirit animal. And I'm like, got no hill, got no animal.
Nope. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. I'm not getting grounded. What's happening?
I got no animal. But so again, make it personal, right? But yeah. If you see colors, you know, if that's your thing, take that red blended with the orange blended with the yellow, you know, swirl it. Make
what,
it.
I was just
like
thinking, what color is that? Lamp. Is it like black now? Like you got.
No, I think it's more orange. Of a lava lamp. I think it's more of an influx. I think it's, I don't think that they necessarily have to integrate 100%. I think it's a combining and emerging. So got I would it. See it more like a pulsing lava lamp if I were you. But again, see what comes up for you. My point being,
I did not see everything separate like I did.
Right. My point being is merging them together, but holding it more so in that bridge area. And we'll talk about 4D in a minute to expand it actually outwards so that this, you know, thought male energy is going into that heart space differently because we bring our female energy in this vertical line. And our expansion of our heart space, getting rid of all this old male patriarchal box energy, you know, we're expanding that. So when we have that heart line going up and down and we're expanding here, it's kind of like bringing it all to full quads in our body. Okay. This brings forward also the thought of the right-hand side of the body, regardless of your sex, is male energy. The left is female energy. Male energy is more on the front, female on the back. So what we're trying also to, not trying, what we are doing here is also bringing together the male-female sacred marriage of everything into that middle, into that heart chakra area too, so that we are having a balance in our own selves of male and female thought and emotion, which creates then a divine action, etc. So this is a merging of everything. So if you could see yourself almost like in a quad, and bringing it all together from side to side that way also.
Well,
so,
and interesting is I did a sacral cranial session a couple weeks before I saw you. And I was not balanced between my male and female. My male was dominating again. More prevalent, you know, it was more prevalent. Jeez, it wouldn't come out right. prevalent than it has been in a long time. So like you said, it's interesting. I'm glad that you put it in this perspective of front, back, side to side, up, down, because it's all of it. It's not just part of it.
Kind of like a Rubik's cube, you know, we got to find the right configuration again. Right. You know, the male will always pop in. This is something that we really, really need to invite ourselves to be comfortable with. Mm-hmm. It will always be imbalanced and trigger at a family function because that's the way we humans are. We have so much recorded in our belief systems. And I don't care how great we are in terms of letting go, releasing, making, you know, new beliefs, having feelings of forgiveness, blah, blah. We still will activate in triggers to some extent. The goal is to lessen them each year, each moment, each day, each whatever, and to lessen them and navigate them differently. But please do not ever berate yourself for going backwards to male energy because we are still in a 3D world that is all about the messaging is survival. The messaging is fight or flight. The goal is to sit in neutral with that and decide where you want to go with it. But if you do find yourself, you know, stumbling or getting stuck or God forbid, falling backwards, I would call that normal. What is normal, right? I mean, what is normal? So this is something to look at, I believe. Accessing the feel centers are extremely important right now in terms of the grounding. And this is why when I'm out in nature, find that thing, that really powerful fuel that is your best grounding. And for you, it's water. We know that. And you've said that on other podcasts. Mm-hmm. And for example, Kim is going to Hawaii this week. And this is her massive fuel. You know, this is your fuel for God knows the year, right? I mean, you go and you download your entire essence when you're in that ocean. You know that this is powerful fuel for you. So I encourage listeners to find their primary fuel source in the earth, wind, water, fire, ethers. That might break down to simply trees or flowers or whatever it might break down. But knowing your primary fuel for the grounding purpose is secondary here in terms of activating that feel center. I feel joy right now. I feel connection. I feel I can breathe. I can get this water to work with me in terms of blah, blah, blah. So this is an important step.
Yeah. Okay. And I think for me in Minnesota, well, one, water is always the top, but I'm looking outside at 2.5 feet of snow and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going barefoot out there. I'm not that crazy, but I will go put my hands on a tree.
Yep.
You know, in my boots. And that is pretty effective for me too. And I wasn't doing that because it was so cold and, you know, crazy.
And yet, this year was a postcard of beauty in terms of our winter here. I mean, we were the epitome of the postcard of the beautiful trees in mounds of gorgeous snow. And we saw such beauty here. And yet, you know, our MO is to drop back to it. Crappy, you know, it's crappy out. It's winter and it's really not. It's been a beautiful,
spend a lot of time outside actually now that I'm going back to January.
So we can ground. We really, really can ground inside or outside. And even outside in Minnesota, we can ground. So it's doing the work to look at your space differently. This brings me to the space differently. So when we're in 3D, we are still needing to connect to the actual body. We need the need that, I have to be in is very real. It's connection, right? And it feels like a need. And it is a need in terms of this connection to the planetary system. This is part of the reason why we're humans. We are guardians for this planet. We are here to be guardians of the planet Earth. And we're not taught that. And so when I'm a guardian, what does that mean? That means that I am gratifying. I am connecting. I am working with it. I'm giving, I'm receiving. It's reciprocal. It's friendship. And this is still regardless going to be important right now because we are bringing the planet with us, through us, and part of us into this ascension process. It is the elevator coming up. So again, when we are collapsing, I guess is the word, or integrating our root chakra into our sacral, it is because we are bringing that planetary earth with us up into the plant and animal kingdom, up into the human species. In the body, that's root, sacral, solar plexus. Mm-hmm. We are a micro macro here. So even in the ascension process, it is critical for the human body to still stay connected in terms of the planetary existence, to be in the body, to be aware of space, time, etc. Because these all change when we start to navigate into 4 and 5. So it is never going to be just one thing because most of us now are moving between 4 and 5 and some of us are already up into 8s and 9s and 13s sometimes. So these dimensions or planes of existence or planes of reality are all over the board for many, but regardless of where you are still in a 3D existence to some extent. Yes. Okay. So that's critical. Number two, 4D. 4D in our body is the bridge. This is our heart chakra. This is the goal, is to almost have more of a foundational feeling of centering and grounding in that heart chakra, expanding it outward into this sort of emotion on the horizontal plane so that I can open my heart space and be more grounded because I've now integrated that 1, 2, and 3 chakras into this foundational space. This is when the human starts to journey into finding a higher purpose, a higher passion. So I can be in 3D and I can still jump right into 4D going, wow, I'm at work, but this just doesn't feel like a higher passion. What am I doing with my life? So we're going to jump in and through these planes of reality or existence all day long. There's never a one. Yeah. Okay. It's all braided and integrated. So being in that 4D space is very important to stay present. This is also why we want to be better at our grounding in terms of our bubble or our auric field protection around us, because the 4D plane is also the collective field. Mm-hmm. And the collective field is where we have so much outside programming, so much reversal programming, so much crap in the astral field. All of that stuff is everywhere. And this is important for us to be able to discern in terms of that's mine and that isn't mine. And if you are a listener that is not adept or skilled at your actual auric field and your boundary, and especially if you are an empath of any level, from a generic kind of general empath to a sensitive like him to a psychic like myself, in terms of these vacillations between that empathing are critical to have that boundary to say this is mine and not mine. And that all happens in the 4D field. Yep. Okay.
And I think because my aura and my discernment was out of whack, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling as safe, I guess. Like, and I'm looking back, I'm reflecting. I didn't want to be around other people very much because I wasn't in that place to be able to discern very well.
Actually, what you were in, if I may, is overwhelmed. What we are is when we don't have that field of discernment, we're taking everything on. And so we literally shut down and go flat because I'm too overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I can't take that much on and process it. So I just step out. And so this is, again, being discernment practiced as an individual is very, very important. And I, you know, I've been doing this stuff for 20 years and I still, in some semblance, tap into my aura all the time in one way or another, or at least on a subconscious level, I'm aware of, oh crap, I just walked through something, you know, and there are times, and I have the fortunate luxury of being a practitioner on a daily basis to lock down and work with my field and my room and my aura all the time. So, you know, if you're just a, if you're a person that's got, you know, five kids and I'm running to work and I got to make the bills and blah, 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 it's difficult to go, oh, wait, let me just get centered and grounded and put my aura.
Okay.
So good. I get it, but it's also put yourself first, right? I mean, this is important. When we get to 5D, which a lot of us are tapping in and out of, and many, many more are locking into more consistently, this is when we find our oneness. Again, on the five in our physical form is our throat chakra. And this is when we move up into the spiritual plane of our chakra systems, right above the heart. This is when we transcend our dualism. This chakra is about transcendence of dualism, meaning you are one with black is white, white is black, male is female, female is male, yin is yang, yang is yin. It's that understanding that it's the all, and we're stepping into oneness of these upper chakras. So when we are doing this kind of work, this is also another reason, Kim, people get ungrounded on a subconscious basis. When we are tapping more and more into five, we are also re-merging, okay, going back and merging once again with our soul groups and our soul families and our soul essences on a higher plane. This is why many of us, when we are in this journey right now, are having glimpses of past lives and or future lives, or I know that, or gosh, I'm seeing this much more clearly now. And so we are jumping time and space faster and quicker when we're in this five and above. And this can be very confusing to the energy body.
It's like, or you have that glimpse of, it's like, wait, what, you know, you do, you, you question your mind. It's like, can't be right. That can't be right. It, I must be,
I said on Vibe Disc the other night, I was driving down the highway in Minneapolis and I saw this art sculpture and all of a sudden my brain went, I know that from another planet. And then I'm like driving 65 miles an hour going, Suzanne, get in your body. Right. I mean, come on. So I actually knew that structure from another planetary existence, not on Earth in any way, shape, or form. And I'm like, you got to stay here. You're in the car driving 65 miles an hour. Right. So we are having these moments all the time where they're glimpses, and these glimpses will get bigger and faster and more for many of us, not everyone. But, and again, that is not a value system. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough if you're not having these. It just isn't important for your journey right now. Those that are having them, please consider not feeling that you're insane. Just understand that there are a lot of things happening with these timelines overlapping and opening and having access to more. So when we're in that five, oftentimes we will feel disoriented because we are, again, not necessarily working that bubble. When we're in five, it's almost even more important to remember that we also have what's called our silver cord. Our silver cord is an etheric energy body cord that attaches to the heart chakra when we are in our incarnation, and it runs to our higher self, kind of like I draw it like a cord up to a sunshine above our head. That sunshine is indicative of that higher self, that soul. The rays from the sunshine are our other lives. And this is an interactive file system for the Akasha of my soul when I am in this incarnation. And so when I am traversing other places and spaces, it's a great visual to say, I'm in that cord. I'm bringing that back down into this Suzanne incarnated human body, because I can be as out far as I want to, but I got to get back into this thing to feel safe and connected again. This is actually what we do in dream space. we go through and journey in our silver cord out into the ethers, out into time that doesn't exist, past, present, future, simultaneous, and then we come back in fully. And so this is why it's important for a couple of reasons to consider your sleeping space. Do I breathe a couple times and be grateful for being in my body before I even jump out of bed and turn the alarm off and run off and have a cup of coffee and leave, right? I mean, am I in my body? Am I balanced? This is important. And most of us don't take that time. And on the other side of the day, do I feel safe in my room? If I am having difficulties, do I lock my room down north, south, east, west, above and below to have a centered, grounded room so that my sleep state or my dream space in that astral plane is also safe, et cetera. So these are all kind of grounding mechanisms that you can do. I even extend that more oftentimes when it's crappy energy or I'm off or I feel like things are crazy. I will extend that bubble of my room all the way through my home, through my lot, on my whole entire. I do that when weather patterns come. If it's really crappy weather coming, tornadoes, whatever in Minnesota, I expand that bubble through my whole entire lot on the corner. I'm very specific about grounding my spaces as much as I am my body. So those are all things to consider.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, because grounding is like, I think, especially now, like you said, it's a little bit of trial and error, what's working with not. And I felt like it wasn't working, but I also didn't find the right combination that was working for me, that visually worked for me, or felt like I was actually all there. So,
and again, that lead, and this isn't self-promotion, but it does lead you to it, find somebody that is a practiced person that can find the fractalization of you. Now, what that means is a fractal of me, a piece of me, a piece of my essence is out in some other place and space, whether it's in a different dimensional plane, whether it's in a past life, whether it's just because it's having trauma over here or it triggered something over there. Think of it as a fractal or a shard of yourself that isn't in completely. And so when we have that piece missing, our prismatic effort of being complete is off, right? Yeah.
Right.
And so this is why a quantum worker can get that fractal and put it back in. And the more practice you get, you can also just, you can also consider calling it soul retrieval. That's kind of a blanket statement of how that works. That can be bigger as well, soul retrieval, but it also kind of can cover this. When we are up in those even six and beyond dimensions, which many of us are that are journeying and doing a lot of psychic spiritual work, that's when it even gets more crazy, because you are literally connecting. You're going through that ascension process with yourself, going back to your initial fractals before they fractal, the pieces before they fractal. You're going backwards, like the elevator is going back, right? So we are bringing all these fractals back together. So I often say, think of it in as a movie, when something falls and crashes all over the floor, and then the movie goes backwards and goes, and then it all comes together. So if I smash that coffee cup and I slow-mo that movie backwards, all the pieces are coming together and I come back to being the coffee cup. So we are going back to being a coffee cup in conjunction with the planet, the universe, the galaxy, the oneness, all of it, the God source. We are literally going backwards, which is actually not backwards.
So much.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So this is why it's confusing.
Yeah. Instead of clockwise, we're going counterclockwise. So
right. So the spin, the reason why the spin is changing also is because we were in an inverted kind of a situation too, that needed to be put back online also, so that it can have stabilization in the hologram with the spin factor. And our bodies are just catching up. Now, before everybody freaks out about all of this that is listening, this happens organically for most people. Most people organically will catch up with their fractals if they're doing any semblance of self-care. They will catch up with the reversal spins of the planetary system. They will catch up. Most people will catch up so-called eventually, because this is actually a very slow process. Those that are doing more journeying and expanding and pushing their own boundaries are the ones that will probably lose it a little bit easier, because you're in all the spaces and places at one time. Now, that shouldn't put a fear factor into anyone to do spiritual expansion. It should actually be encouraging, but back that up with the thought that I may need some additional support. right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's don't hesitate to get that support, because all the things that I described, and if you're off like that, you know, definitely reach out if you're not able to do it on your own.
Yeah, because you can waste a day and then waste a week. And then all of a sudden, some people have been out for years. I mean, I have some people that have never been grounded in their physical form from a soul's perspective, and they're 30 years old. What the heck, right?
Yeah, so right.
These are crazy, crazy times in terms of how these creational reality lines are merging and changing. And it's not something that's at the forefront. So find someone to work with, study with, talk to. That's why we do like our Vibe Tribe group and talk about this stuff quite often, because this is a very real thing. And 3, 4, 5, you know, vacillating between those three is going to keep getting more solid and solid and solid and solid for many of us. Mm-hmm. And the others, it's not like they lost, you know, the ride. They don't get to do it. That's all kind of ridiculousness. And they're doing exactly what their soul needs to do, because once again, they're a fractal of their higher self, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't need to worry about anybody else's journey along the way. Don't try to put that fear factor into, oh, my spouse or my kid isn't journeying at 5D like I am. I mean, that's judgment. That's separation, right?
Yeah.
So do your own work and allow others to be at the space that they choose to be at if you choose.
That's right. If you choose.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Highly it's recommended.
Hard. Yeah. So again, you know, grounding is important in terms of, and I'm going to round it down with this 3D thing, you know, go do something physical, do something for yourself, make sure that you are putting yourself ahead of everything and everyone else in terms of your own connection to whatever it is that's important to you on this planetary system, because this is still the anchor of what these human bodies are grounded in and experienced in. So find your fuel. Mm-hmm. And for you going off for 2 weeks, finding your fuel in that ocean.
It's calling me. I hear it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to do a podcast afterwards, or maybe something live from there, and actually see what that's like for you out there. Because
you
do some crazy stuff on the side of that big rock when you're down there. That's pretty
cool.
Oh my
gosh. I have my favorite little spot for sure.
Yeah. That's so fun. Maybe you'll take some videos for our Vibe Tribe this year.
Yep.
Alrighty. Anything else from your end? Does that help? Does that give you a little?
Oh, you know, it helps a lot. And I have to say that since I saw you, you know, however many days ago it was, 5 days ago or whatever it is, I feel like a different person, because I've been checking my chakras, because, you know, I was, you know, I think I was trying to do was force them to go counterclockwise when they should have been going you know, clockwise instead of counterclockwise. And I'm like, well, duh, I'm like trying to check out my chakras and going the wrong direction with what I thought they should be, because I didn't understand any of this.
So, and somebody might be the other way spin and be okay with that. So don't specifically think I'm supposed to do this because she said that either, because many will be doing this way and many will be doing this way. It is where you are aligned with your spin factor. Right. If I'm in flow and I'm in love and I'm in graceful frequency and I'm going this way versus they're saying go this way, you know, however you're looking at this on the screen, you know, just be in alignment with what your ease and grace is for right now. So
right.
All changing.
Yeah, so it's about understanding yourself and what is off or not working the way that it feels like it should. So,
and just know this ride is going to be crazy, and find some humor in it, because God only knows what's next, right? All right, everybody, until next time, on behalf of Kim and I, Cosmic Hugs, and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.